Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, we pulled a fast one on you. Instead of talking about Lovie Smith being the worst head coach in the NFL, Dennis Dodd, who we reached out to earlier, is joining us now, thankfully, to talk some college football realignment, which is going on now. It's an evolving thing. So Dennis Dodd joining us on the HRMP guest line. Dennis, thanks for making a few minutes on a very busy college football news day. We saw UCLA, USC. They're headed to the Big Ten. A lot of people are wondering, well, what in the heck's going to happen with the rest of the Pac-12? What is going to happen with the rest of the Pac-12?
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know if the Big 12, you know, might be in trouble. I think it's a stare down, which I kind of alluded to in a story over the weekend. Whoever gets traction in this, and now you saw the Pac-12 really minutes after I posted my story, not because I posted my story, said they're going to market right away with these 10 teams. But as one Pac-12 source pointed out, how can you go to market if you don't know what teams are going to be in your league? So I think this is a retaliatory strike, and we wait for the next one.
I mean, Dennis, how close? We were talking about it the other day. I mean, it's going to be like the AFC and the NFC in college football with these conferences because they're going to be so loaded down. I mean, where are we going? Are we going to end up basically with three conferences and everybody's going to fight for what, Notre Dame to be the final gem to get into one of these conferences, and then everybody from there on is on their own?
Well, no matter what happens, everybody's going to be dancing to the tune of the Pac-12 and Big Ten. As dichotomous, I guess, as those two leagues might be, considering the views of their commissioners, they're going to have to come together on some things because they realize the power that they have. As I and others wrote, I mean, the 32 teams that are projected in there right now could legitimately stage their own playoff. And what's that going to mean? Is there even going to be a playoff? If they don't want a playoff, you know, just go back to the old system, there's not going to be a playoff because you can't have one without those conferences. So they control a lot. And I think the best play for the conferences below them, or at least it looks like the best play, is just to get big, fortify yourself, to just try to accumulate as many brands as you can. None of them measure up cumulatively with what the SEC or Big Ten have. But if the Big 12 pulls this off, that's a pretty good group of brands. You know, you've got Oklahoma football brands, Oklahoma State, Oregon, Washington. Iowa State hasn't been insignificant. UCF is up and coming. Cincinnati has a chance to be a national program if the Big 12 rights itself. So I don't think it's the worst move in the world.
It is interesting, Dennis, like the landscape of college athletics. And it's weird, too, because, I mean, obviously this is a football-driven move by the Big Ten, by the SEC, and then all, everything else, the domino effect that happens after that. But there's other sports, too, that people play for, like the NCAA tournament. What does that look like with a power two? I don't want to get too niche with college baseball and things of that like, but what does this do for the rest of college athletics outside of football?
Well, the basketball tournament is really removed from this. The NCAA, no matter what happens, is going to continue to run the basketball tournament because, frankly, they do it well. One of the few things they do well. They don't conduct a championship in major college football. That's probably going to be separated. We wrote about that last week in a three-part series that we did, and I would encourage people to go read it at cbssports.com. But basketball is basketball, and that's where a lot of these – remember, there's 351 Division I schools. This is where they get, a lot of the money, the payout from that tournament. A lot of that money goes to the membership. So that will stay as it is.
I'm curious, Dennis, when we start talking about the scope of things, the NCAA, as we all know, with all the power that it's toted, and you mentioned, the cash cow that it sits on with the tournament and how they fought tooth and nail against the NILs and they just wanted to continue. When you talk about this, about the conferences coming together, about the power the Pac-12 and the Big Ten could have, does the NCAA as a full body and system, do they worry and are they concerned, like you said, that, look, they could start toting a lot more power, the two conferences could, and pull away and do some things that could really mess with the NCAA?
Well, that's what we wrote last week. I mean, it's headed that way, that at least before Thursday, there was significant momentum for the 130 in FBS to separate. I mean, that could be done easily, whether the college football playoff oversees it or some other entity. That looked like it was going to happen. I think there's a reconsideration of that now with what happened on Thursday, with consolidation again at the top. You know, do those 32 teams necessarily want the Sun Belt in their orbit when they're, you know, when they're trying to make rules? Because if they pull away, they have to make their own rules. They'd have to do enforcement. They'd probably have to do officiating. I think they'd have to do health and welfare of the athletes. And probably the biggest piece is, you know, how much more with these monster contracts, what are they going to pay the players? Because it's going to come to some sort of revenue sharing or stipend, which, in my opinion, stops just short of employment. But in reality, held to work 50 hours a week at your quote-unquote job to the point you think you're a sham major, you're in a job. You know, get your scholarship. So I think that's going to happen. I'm just not sure if all 130 are going to look long now.
Yeah, I think that's the number that everybody is curious about. And us being a radio show in Houston, obviously the Big 12 is in the focal point outside of the SEC and the Big Ten. What happens to Houston, Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma State, and then all those others? I would imagine even if you have a Big Two, whether it's the, you know, the Big Ten, the SEC, that there's going to be other conferences that exist. Like what? Maybe the, you know, Clemson, Florida State. Maybe the SEC comes after them at some point. But the ACC, you would think, would still exist. The Big Ten, you think, could still potentially exist. The Pac-12, who knows? I think it depends on what happens here. But outside of the Big Two, how many other conferences you think would be in the mix here, Dennis?
I think there's a danger of one of these conferences going away. It almost happened in 2010 with the Big 12. It almost happened a year ago with the Big 12. It looks like the Pac-12 is most in danger right now. But, you know, they could survive. I mean, not in the same space they were before because they lost their two flagships in the LA market. But they could certainly survive. But, you know, what's that worth? And that's what it's come down to. It'll be not a bidding war, but what these schools that are being talked about, where can they be most safe? In terms of, you know, security and where they could make the most money. As far as the other conferences, yeah, I think they'll be around. But again, do the SEC and Big Ten want the MAC in their orbit? And that's a question for them. I'm not going to answer that. Do those schools join the group of five and stage their own playoffs? Which, you know, given the interest now in live college sports and the tech giants getting involved, it would be a pretty penny and a lot more money than they would make before. So that might be something to watch.
Dennis Dodd joining us on the HR&P guest line, covers college sports, college football for CBS Sports. You can check out his work, CBSSports.com. And you brought this up, Dennis, with the first question about how the Pac-12 is basically putting their TV deal out on the market to see what they can get. I read this, and I'm curious your opinion as someone who has more ears to the ground than I do about this. I feel like this is the other Pac-12 schools saying, okay, let's see how much money we can make with what we currently have and then compare it to what the Big 12 is offering.
And you know, for those 10 or whatever they could add. And again, the reason why we're in this position is because the rights holders dictated this move. And so it will be up to them. They will, the rights holders, Fox, maybe to a lesser point, and ESPN will tell you, here's what this lineup is worth, without saying the words, here's, you know, this is what we'll pay for you and the other one will go away. I mean, that's how much control they have. You have to understand, ESPN thought nothing throwing the Big 12 on a scrap heap last July with Texas and Oklahoma. And for 2 weeks, the future of the Big 12 looked very, you know, very upsetting at that point. It looked like some of those schools were going to go to the Pac-12, as a matter of fact. But it righted itself and expanded. You know, what happens with that this time? Does the Pac-12 go away? And when that move came Thursday, Fox, I would submit, thought nothing of throwing the Pac-12 on a scrap heap because the greater reward was being involved with the Big Ten at its highest point of marketability and earning power. The most brands at the top in one place, probably second most ever to something like the NFL. I can't think of another group of brands this good at the top.
Dennis, real quick before we let you go, I was just curious about Notre Dame. They've always carried so much extra clout. They had their exclusive TV deal with NBC. And how they fit into all this. Will there be a bidding war for them? Are they just going to look to kind of fall in with the rest of the teams and find a conference? Because it doesn't seem like they have the stroke and the power they once had.
No, they do, to the point that right now Notre Dame might be the pivot point on, a bunch of realignment. If they go to the Big Ten or the ACC, legally, I guess with the contract they have with the ACC now, that's the only place they could go. But you could break contracts. But, and this is a big but, Notre Dame has left, a lot of money on the table over the decades, over the century. They've made a lot more money getting into a conference, but they value that independence, the ability to schedule who they want, when they want, where they want, and 100% ownership of their marketing. 100%. They don't share any rights. They value that. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying, the report over the weekend in the Pat 40 in Sports Illustrated said Notre Dame prefers to stay independent. Well, yeah, they prefer to stay independent, but at what point is the money so good? And the money in the Big Ten and SEC and Big Ten, I'm sorry, just the Big Ten would be $80 to $100 million a year. Is that enough to force you in there?
Well, Dennis, you're doing a great job covering this. I'm living and dying by your tweets. Thanks for joining us on short notice, and keep up the great work. Hope to talk soon.
All right. Thanks, man.
Dennis Dodd covers college football for CBS Sports. Very interested to see what can happen here with the Big 12 and the Pac-12 schools that still exist. Maybe they can join the Big 12. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. All right, coming up next, Lovie Smith ranked as the worst coach in the NFL. But a Houston Texan member of the organization that should be higher on that list. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. When the crowd goes wild. Real fun sports.